All right. Do you ever ride small airplanes? You ever been in a small four-passenger, six-passenger plane?
I've only been on a plane twice in my life, so no.
Okay, you've never been on a small prop plane?
No.
Well, the noise that we're hearing in the background here is a small passenger airplane. It indeed is the airplane that Steve Lindell has been on, traveling to Uganda. And after he heard this noise, he filed this report for your listening pleasure here on WMUN. Steve?
Well, good morning to you, Brett Busby and Emily Guffey in the Axia Command Center. From far, far away in Arua, Uganda, Steve Lindell here, sitting in my accommodations for the next almost 2 weeks. The travel here was long, but fruitful. We got where we needed to go. I've shared some photos and even some video with my friend Thomas Peak. He may be able to share some of those on the social media for WMUN and Wolf Boom Radio. We're here for Radio Patches, part of our radio alliance, as it were, for learning from them. And in some cases, I suppose, we're able to teach them some things that we do in the States that they do not do or maybe are not able to do here in Arua, Uganda. So far, we've had some great gatherings, some unbelievable conversations. I got yesterday a tour of their facility, which is powered predominantly by solar. In fact, it is so impressive, this solar facility they put together, that they actually have an overage of power produced by their solar panels in a field that is on their property here at Radio Patches. I'll tell you more about that when we have another chance to, but for I think today is Thursday, May the 16th. It's hard to keep track. We will begin with a gathering in their production studio, a mass. I look forward to being with friends in that facility for that event. And then we will depart for what they call community dialogue. We will arrive at Rhino Camp Simbili Refugee Settlement. Sorry about that. The refugee part of their work is obviously really important because that's what Radio Patches is all about, to not talk to only refugees, but the citizens of northern Uganda, and also to help with these refugees and refugee settlements that we'll tell you about in the days to come as well. It's called Community Dialogue. They basically and simply listen to people, citizens, refugees, and others, what their trials and triumphs and tribulations are, and then try to help. They record this session, and then they prepare the audio for airing, and it actually is used on their four radio stations in the days to come. So that's part of our event planning today. There's a lot more than just that, but I did want to share with you just a quick little item here for what the plan is today, and we'll try to give you some more of these reports, Brett, as we move through the next couple of weeks. Very honored to be representing Wolf Boom Radio, Jay Chapman, you too, Brett, Emily, and all the rest of our staff as we interface, and learn and understand the plight of people and a society here that you really can't know and understand and get until you're in the middle of it. And I am most certainly in the middle of it, and proudly so. Reporting from Arua, Uganda, on the campus of Radio Patches, I'm Steve Lindell for WMUN Radio.
All right, Steve, thank you very kindly. Very good to hear from you, and we'll look forward to hearing more from Steve Lindell as he continues his adventure in Arua, Uganda.